Is American democracy under threat because of this stuff?
Under threat? Does it exist, Mark? I don't think it exists. It's a veneer. It's the end of the Roman Empire. You have the symbols, the iconography, and the language of a democracy, but internally corporations and oligarchs have seized all of the levers of power. I looked at this election as a battle between corporatists and oligarchs. Corporatists, the Democrats, they want something very different from oligarchs. Corporatists want stability, they want decorum, the kind of decorum that Obama had or Bush had, or as Bush was an idiot, but at least he had some, you know, they could clean him up a little bit. And Biden, you know, whatever his cognitive failings were, because they want stability, especially in terms of trade agreements, because they make investments overseas, takes a while for a return on a profit. Corporatists want something different from oligarchs. Oligarchs are about chaos. They're about, as Steve Bannon said, deconstructing the administrative state. Why? Because it is a pure form of rentier capitalism. And by that, I mean that they make their money by setting up toll booths, Amazon, you know, all of these digital media platforms. It's not about producing goods. And the more that the state is deconstructed, that's why they want to abolish the Department of Education. Everything that we need as a civil society becomes privatized. And you see it in, I wrote a book called America, the Farewell Tour. It begins in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where everything, the sewer system's privatized, the parking authority is privatized, the electricity is privatized. And of course, they've jacked up the rates. And the services are not very good. And they want to privatize the post office so we can have a dysfunctional post office like the UK, which is privatized. And so that's what oligarchs want. And the oligarchs have won. They won. And but that's what this battle was about in terms of if we strip away its, you know, the kind of trivia or the cultural differences between the two parties, that at its core was what it's about. And so we have, as you point out, I mean, we have now an oligarchic system. But as Aristotle wrote, once you create an oligarchic system with those kinds of inequities, then your only two choices are tyranny or revolution.